Not only is Judy Houston the Assistant Director of the Organs of the Ballarat Goldfields, she's the organist at St Patrick's Cathedral in Ballarat, and that's where she's sitting right now, at the organ. Hi,
yes,
Judy.
That's my favourite place in the world, yes.
Just tell us about the organ I'm looking at now.
This is built by the Fincham family in 1930, and it's considered one of the best ones built between the two wars. It's a very bright sound. It's got tubular pneumatic action, which they no longer build organs like that. They build electric action organs. And so it's very nice to play, very clean.
How do the tubes work to drive the sound?
Oh, look, there's a million little, there's little lead pipes going into the chambers where the pipes are kept. It's like spaghetti in there.
So you say it's got a very bright sound.
Yeah.
What else do you like about it?
Well, it's hard to describe, really. It's just you become used to a particular organ, I suppose. I love the sound of it. I love the place where you've got a beautiful window up behind the organ, and in the morning the sun comes through there. It's a beautiful cathedral to play in.
They can't make an instrument like this anymore. How much is something like this worth?
I think it's worth probably $2.5 million or something. And the thing is that the electronic machines downstairs cost quite a lot of money, but they won't last, whereas this will last hundreds of years. And sometimes it just needs a bit of a moth taken out of the pipes or a little bit of tinkering here and there. Sometimes it needs a big expensive overhaul, but that's only like twice a century or once a century perhaps. Yes,
I was curious about what maintenance it might need.
And well, we have to get it tuned all the time, and the reeds go out of tune with the heat, of course. And there's a trumpet. It's got a trumpet. It's got a horn up here, and it's got a box mana. Yes, and some flute, oboe.
It can almost reproduce every element in an orchestra.
Yes, and also make a lot of noise, which is kind of quiet people like me need to do.
Okay, let's make some noise, Judy.
Nobody can really do anything if I make a lot of noise, can they? No. Well, this is not meant to be quite so loud, but I'll do it loud. And this is Jesu, my joy, Jesus, my joy. And it's a Christmas chorale, which I haven't practiced for a long time. Continue with that, I think, because I haven't practiced, because somebody stole all my bark, all of it. It was very, very tragic just before Christmas, and I've been bereft.
Where did they steal it from?
From my car. It was locked in the garage. They wouldn't have wanted it. They would have thought it had a computer in it, and it was worthless to anybody, but to me it was my life, really. Yes.
Judy, how often do you play the organ here at St Patrick's Cathedral?
Oh, every Sunday, but several times during the week as well. And I'm trying to blow a bit of wind in other organs around Ballarat to keep them alive, keep the mice out and things.
Yeah, those low frequencies must upset the mice.
Yes, hopefully.
Judy, are there other people coming through who want to play organs like this?
Well, I'm really delighted to say that I keep meeting them. I've just met two young men who really are just as nutty as me. And I think we're a particular breed of people. When I found the organists, I'd been working here in Ballarat, and I came in here to have a bit of a practice, and the church was full of the Society of Organists touring around. And I thought, I felt like the ugly duckling. I just found my tribe. You know, they're all a little strange like me. It's true. You have to be spending many long hours on your own.